From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The 2018 Winter Olympic Games are underway amid extraordinary unity between the two Koreas. Athletes from South and North Korea march behind the blue and white Korean unification flag. These fans were on hand for the opening ceremonies.
Great opening ceremony. It's going to be a fantastic event, and this evening was wonderful.
It was beautiful. It was perfect, and we're very glad we were here. Part of history. Amazing. History was made here tonight. It's fantastic. We're very glad.
VOA's Steve Herman was also at the event with Vice President Mike Pence.
Well, he was in the VIP box with the host, Moon Jae-in, the president of South Korea. And right next to the U.S. vice president was the prime minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe. And then if from where we could see that VIP box looking up from our seats in the stadium, a few meters away to the left of the U.S. vice president, were two North Korean officials, the ceremonial head of the government and Kim Jong-un's sister.
According to Vice President's office, there was no interaction between the U.S. vice president and the North Korean officials. The Winter Games are set to run through February the 25th. With President Donald Trump's signature, the U.S. government reopened on Friday after a short shutdown. Very early on Friday morning, the House of Representatives followed the Senate in passing the bill. The two-year budget deal will provide funding for defense and domestic programs. The U.S. government was shut down after midnight Friday when Congress missed a deadline to renew the federal government's funding. At least one person is dead, dozens wounded by a twin bombing inside of a mosque during Friday prayers in the eastern city of Benghazi on Friday. This is VOA News. Social media footage appeared to show that children were among the civilians injured in airstrikes in rebel-held towns in Syria today. The videos said to be filmed in eastern Ghouta and Douma purported to show the aftermath of aerial bombardment. Several children were among the victims pulled out from under the rubble of damaged buildings by members of the White Helmet Civil Defense Group. Warplanes have mounted further attacks on the rebel strongholds near Damascus, where a war monitor said government bombardments have killed 229 people, the deadliest week in the area since 2015. President Bashar al-Assad, who has seized a clear advantage in the war with Russia and Iranian help, is hammering two of the last key rebel pockets of Syria, eastern Ghouta, and Idlib in the northwest near the Turkish border. U.S. stocks slumped on Friday afternoon after opening higher in the last trading session of a turbulent week, in which the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Standard & Poor's 500 Index plunged into correction territory for the first time in 2 years. The Dow, the more broad-based S&P 500, and the technology-laden NASDAQ Composite Index were all about 1% lower in afternoon trading. An American drone attack in northwestern Pakistan is believed to have killed a high-profile militant commander along with several of his aides. Tribal sources and local Pakistani officials confirmed that the strike took place Thursday near the Afghan border in North Waziristan. They said the deputy chief of the outlawed Pakistani Taliban, Khan Saeed Massoud, also known as Sajno, were killed by missiles fired at his vehicles. And U.S. officials say U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters have captured two fugitive British Islamic State fighters. The wanted men were part of a group of four Islamic State terrorists dubbed the Beatles because of their British accents. They operated out of Raqqa, the former self-declared Islamic State capital in Syria. The four became notorious for beheading their Western hostages and posting the grisly videos on social media. The European Union's Brexit negotiator says major differences still remain in negotiations with Britain. One key issue is whether Britain should be obliged to respect all EU rules and obligations, and not only the ones it finds favorable during a transitional period after Brexit. Michel Barnier is the EU negotiator.
If these disagreements persist, the transition is not a given.
Barnier underlined that Britain must accept the inescapable consequences of its decision to leave the European Union. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.